Welcome to our introduction to complex systems. Some of you may have heard about complexity theory. And one of the points I'd like to make in this course is that complexity theory is not a single unified theory, but actually a very broad development in different areas of knowledge. You have people talking about complexity in biology, in physics, in social sciences. But there are some common concepts, some common understandings of complexity. In the year 2000, Stephen Hawking said that we were just about to enter the century of complexity. And we have been gone through a very undesired and unexpected experiment in complex systems, which is actually the COVID-19 pandemic in recent year. We can talk about how the virus spreads, but we can also talk about how our organizations, our social institutions, our governments have responded to the pandemic. So we're talking about adaptive processes in response to a major environmental change. So in this course, we're going to talk a lot concepts like emergence and self-organization that may at the first glance look very abstract. But we're going to relate to very concrete examples to our social and natural life. So what's complexity after all? Yeah, as we said, it's not only a single theory or one single unified theory, but we're looking at nonlinear dynamics. What do we mean by nonlinear? By nonlinear, we mean that we're talking about social phenomena or natural phenomena that we cannot understand and explain in simple linear terms, simple lines of causality, like A causes B. We're actually talking about processes that involve interactions among agents and many factors. And such processes can be very difficult to predict. When you talk about complexity, most of the time we're talking about complex systems. Complex systems are sets of interactions, web of interactions, that take place in space and time. And again, that develop over time. We're talking about the structures, social structures that change over time in ways that can be very difficult to predict, but to a large extent explain how resilient and robust our social structures can be. Emergence and self-organization are among the central concepts. In the next videos, we're going to see a bit about how those actually concepts work, and we're going to go through some examples. Well, complex science. So this is the wide family of complex sciences. You can talk about cybernetics, you can talk about network theory, you can talk about interdisciplinarity, social complexity, you name it. We would need a whole course to go through each of those schools, each of those perspectives. In this course, we're going to go through some of the central concepts and actually what unifies them. But what is important to have clear at that point is that we have a change in metaphors, and especially a change in metaphors when you think about organizations. Most of our organizational thinking and about management has traditionally been based on a metaphor of the clockwork in Newtonian physics. Yeah, precision, control, predictability. But when you think about complex systems, we work with a different metaphor. We're thinking in evolutionary logic. We talk about living systems. So here we're talking about web of interactions and how facilitate interactions across formal hierarchies, how facilitating variation can facilitate the spread of innovation and change, and thereby adaptation. We may raise many questions. We raise many questions when we work with complex systems. Some questions can be, yeah, how interactions give rise to patterns of behavior? how small changes at the local level may lead to changes at the system level, how complex systems respond to changes in the environment, how do they adapt, how do behaviors spread in social systems. We have heard a lot about how viruses spread in social systems. But what about behaviors, ideas, complex ideas? How do they spread? How do positions of individuals in social structures influence behavior at the individual level? Yeah. How is the position of individuals in some kind of informal, emergent structure affect behavior? So these are some questions that we usually raise. I'm actually looking forward to hear your own questions and how the questions you are going to formulate when you go about complex systems, when you start to research complex systems. So this is an introductory video, and I'd be more than glad to hear your questions as you deepen your knowledge about complex systems. Thank you.